so now we get to hear from God through the preaching of His Word.
在我们敬拜了之后，我们可以来听神的话语。
We'll be only focusing on one verse today.
今天呢，我们只着重在一节圣经。
But thank you, Ken, Brother Ken, for reading the context of that passage.
刚才 Ken 弟兄呢给我们阅读了整段的圣经，给我们一个上下文的背景。
But let me begin by asking you a question.
让我一开始来问你们一个问题。
Have you ever started a project that is left unfinished?
你们有没有开始过做一件事情，但是呢留在那里没有完成？
Now, for example,
比如说
perhaps you're slowly renovating a part of your house.
也许呢你可能在慢慢的开始来装修你的一部分的房子。
However, you've just been putting it off.
但是呢你一直的 不断的把它给拖延了。
My wife and I have been wanting to replace our kitchen countertop before our youngest child was born.
我的太太和我呢，在计划说，在我们的最小的一个孩子出生之前呢，要把我们的厨房的台面呢换一下。
But we just never got it done.
我们就，但是呢，我们就都没有去做。
And we continue to see that damaged part of the kitchen countertop.
我们一直的都在看见那个台面上破损的地方。
And here's what's interesting.
接下来的事情就比较有意思。
We just got used to the damage.
我们对那个破损的地方呢习惯了。
That we just stopped seeing it as a problem.
我们就不再认为它是一个问题了。
Now all of us have unfinished business in our lives.
我们每一个人呢都有没有完成的事情。
We get busy.
我们很忙。
We lack the resources and motivation.
我们没有资源和动力。
We have other commitments.
我们还有其他的事情要做。
But every time we see the unfinished business, there's this nagging reminder.
但是呢，每一次当我们看到我们还没有完成的事情的时候呢，我们有一个不好的一个提醒。
I just really need to finish this.
就是我们感觉说我们哎，还是得要去完成这件事情。
And the same is true in the local church.
对教会来说呢，也是一样。
We may begin 2026 with a great vision and energy.
我们在2026年开始的时候，我们可能有伟大的意向和干劲。
However, there are just a lot of projects that are left unfinished.
但是呢，我们还是有很多的事情呢，还是留在那里没有完成。
Churches constantly face challenges and needs.
教会呢，一直都面临着需要和挑战。
There's a temptation to only respond to urgencies.
所以我们呢，就倾向于呢，只对那些紧急的事情做出回应。
There may be sins that need to be confronted.
也许有罪我们需要去面对。
But sometimes instead of solving problems, we may be tempted to just bury the problems.
但是呢，我们可能常常我们是没有去解决问题，而是把问题呢，忽略了，回避了。
Now Titus, he has unfinished business in the churches of Crete.
提多呢，在克里特教会呢，也有没有完成的事情。
But Paul did not tell Titus to bury the unfinished business.
但是呢，保罗没有让提多就把那些事情回避了。
He's going to tell him to address it.
而他是告诉他需要去解决。
This short letter to Titus teaches us about growing in godliness as a church family.
提多书呢是教导我们一个教会怎么样在圣洁里面，在神的敬虔上面长进。
And if we were to grow in godliness as a church,
如果我们想在敬虔上作为一个教会有所长进，
if we want to understand how the church is to be ordered and governed,
如果我们想明白教会是怎么样来组织和治理的话，
then we must submit to the word of God.
我们必须要顺服神的话语。
Titus chapter 1 verse 5 is the key to understanding the main purpose of Paul's letter to Titus.
提多书的第一章第五节就是一个非常重要的经文，让我们明白保罗写信给提多的目的。
This letter addresses the unfinished business that Paul delegated to Titus with specific duties.
这封信呢讲到了一些未完成的事情，保罗把这些事情呢交托给提多去完成。
And knowing Paul's purpose will enrich our understanding of this letter.
明白了保罗写这封信的目的呢，就让我们更加容易理解这封信。
Because Titus is not a random collection of instructions.
提多书并不是 一堆随便的一堆指令。
Titus is a pastoral letter aimed at bringing God's church into proper order and godliness.
提多书是一本教牧书信，它是帮助教会来进带把教会把神的教会带入一个敬虔和一个秩序里面的。
And in Titus chapter 1 verse 5, we'll see that Paul has three movements for bringing the church into order and even godliness.
在这一节经文里面，我们看到保罗提出了三件事是要可以把神的教会带入圣洁里面的。
And these are lessons we need to apply here at Oak Ridge Baptist Church.
这几件事呢，也是我们在我们自己的教会里面可以来运用的。
First, we'll consider the apostolic deployment.
第一条呢，我们把它叫做使徒所做的部署。
Paul says to Titus, "This is why I left you in Crete."
保罗告诉提多说，这就是我为什么把你留在克里特岛。
See, Crete is located in the southeast of Greece.
克里特呢是在希腊的东南面。
And Paul most likely ministered in Crete after his release from his first imprisonment.
保罗呢很可能是在他第一次下监以后被释放出来以后在克里特岛来服侍的。
This occurs sometime right after Book of Acts.
这个事情呢应该是发生在使徒行传所记载的之后。
And with the help of Titus, Paul was continuing his mission work on the island of Crete.
保罗呢因着提多的帮助呢他可以在克里特岛呢继续他的事工。
And furthermore, in Acts chapter 2 verse 11, we recall that some of the Jews from Crete were present at Pentecost.
我们在使徒行传的第二章十一节我们看到在五旬节的时候有几个来自克里特岛的犹太人。
They were saved by the preaching of the Apostle Peter.
当时他们听了使徒彼得的讲道呢他们得救了。
And they brought the message of the gospel back to Crete.
他们就把得救的福音呢就带回到克里特岛。
And they may have also established a number of local churches.
他们可能还建立了几个教会。
But things are still remain to be done.
但是呢事情呢还没有做完。
And even Paul, he did not fully complete his work during his time in Crete.
就算保罗他曾经在克里特岛，但是呢，他也没有完成他的工作。
The churches were not fully organized at this moment.
那个时候呢，克里特岛的教会呢还没有完全的组织好。
But he had to leave Crete.
但是呢，保罗就必须要离开克里特岛了。
Now, why did the Apostle Paul leave Crete?
为什么使徒保罗要离开克里特岛呢？
Why he left Crete is unknown.
他离开的原因呢，我们不知道。
The Bible doesn't record that for us.
圣经没有记录。
Now, if we reconstruct the itinerary from Paul's writings, a possible reason emerges.
如果我们把使徒保罗的书信里面的行程，我们来把它拼凑一下的话呢，我们可以看到一个可能的原因。
You see, Paul sailed from Italy to Crete on his way to Asia Minor, which is now modern-day Western Turkey.
当时呢，保罗坐船呢，从意大利呢到小亚细亚去，在中途呢，在克里特岛停留。
And then Paul leaves Titus behind in Crete.
然后呢，他就把提多呢留在克里特岛。
And he traveled to Ephesus, the capital of Asia Minor.
然后呢，他就坐船到了以弗所。以弗所呢是当时小亚细亚的首都。
And at Ephesus, he gave Timothy authority to correct doctrinal errors that were arising there.
在以弗所呢，他给提摩太，授权给提摩太来纠正当时教会里面出现的一些错误的教训。
And so Paul deployed Titus, a young pastor, with the responsibility of establishing order and appointing elders.
而保罗呢，就授权提多这一位年轻的牧师呢，给他一个责任，就是在当地的教会建立秩序和指派长老。
Now Paul's instruction to Titus can be applied to us.
保罗给提多的指示呢，也可以运用在我们身上。
We could say this is why God has placed you here at Oak Ridge Baptist Church.
我们也可以说，这就是为什么神把你放在我们的信望爱堂。
So how do we practice the principle of apostolic deployment today?
那我们今天怎么样来运用使徒所做的部署这么一个原则呢？
Well, first, we should identify men like Titus in our midst.
首先呢，我们应该在我们当中呢，认出来那些像提多那样的弟兄。
We should look for men who show spiritual maturity, faithfulness, and leadership potential.
我们要在我们中间呢，找到那些显示出来有属灵的成熟度，也有信心，并且有做领袖的潜质的。
We're called to pray for this.
我们呢要一起为这个来祷告。
We should observe.
我们必须要观察。
And we should bring the names to your pastors and elders.
然后呢，我们把这些人的名字呢给我们的长老和牧师。
And second, we provide opportunities for emerging leaders to serve alongside spiritually mature leaders.
另外呢，我们还要提供机会给这些弟兄呢，给他们与成熟的弟兄们来一起侍奉的机会。
Titus traveled with Paul and learned from him.
提多呢和保罗一起的旅行，他也向保罗学习。
And in the same way, our emerging leaders need discipleship, mentorship, and hands-on experience.
所以我们的这些未来的领袖呢，他们也需要一些训练和指导，和一些亲自操作的一些实践。
Third, after they have been tested and proven faithful, we raise up godly leaders.
当我们这些未来的领袖，他们经过试验，经过试验证明是有忠心的，那我们就把他们选为我们中间的领袖。
And we deploy them to serve within our church.
我们就派他们在我们的教会里面来侍奉。
I can speak from experience as an example.
我可以用我的例子来做，我自己的经历来做一个例子。
The leadership and the members of this church invested in me.
这个我们教会的领袖和会员呢，在我身上呢做了投资。
And by God's grace, without them or even without you, I wouldn't be here as a pastor.
靠着神的恩典，如果没有他们和你们的话，我不可能站在这里做一个牧师。
Now we learn about apostolic deployment.
我们刚才学到了使徒所做的部署。
Second, we'll learn about the apostolic assignment.
下面呢，我们就要谈一谈使徒部署的任务。
See, Paul left Titus for a purpose.
保罗把提多留在克里特岛呢，是有一个目的的。
And this purpose is connected with Titus's assignment that Paul gave him.
这个目的呢，就是跟他要交给他的任务有关。
Paul gives two distinct purposes for why he left Titus in Crete.
他给了两个他把提多留在克里特岛的原因。
First, there's a general purpose.
第一个呢，是一个比较概括的原因。
Titus was to put what remained into order.
保罗指令提多呢，要把没有办完的事办整齐了。
See, the phrase what remained here in this verse refers to something lacking or unfinished.
这个没有办完的事呢，就说明这个事情呢还没有结束。
Paul is telling Titus to complete the work that is left unfinished.
保罗呢就要提多去把这些没有完成的事完成了。
To put into order means to set things right or to correct what is out of place.
办整齐了means就是意思就是把事情呢把它弄对弄恰当了。
Now the Greek word for put what remained into order comes from the root word ortho.
这个把事情办整齐了的这个词是来自一个词根，希腊语的一个词根 ,ortho.
And that's where we get orthodontist.
就是从这个词根呢，我们得到了正牙医生这一个词。
An orthodontist is a dental specialist who straightens crooked teeth.
正牙的医生呢，就是在牙科医生当中的一个专科医生，他是专门来矫正那些歪的牙齿的。
You see, in Crete, there were false doctrine being taught by the false teachers.
在克里特岛呢，有一些假教师呢，教导了一些错误的信息。
And Titus was entrusted with the responsibility to correct and straighten certain doctrines.
提多呢，被赋予这个责任呢，就是去把这些错误的信息呢，给纠正了。
And Titus had to silence and rebuke these false teachers.
提多呢必须要阻止并且呢责备这些假教师。
That's because they were causing problems and divisions in the church.
因为这些人呢在教会里面呢引起问题并且引起纷争。
In addition, Titus was to straighten the attitudes of in the churches.
除此之外呢，提多呢还需要纠正人们的态度。
We'll learn this later on, but for example, Titus would address the behaviors of men and women.
我们要在后面呢才看得到这些，但是呢，我们可以举个例子呢，就是他必须去对付那教会里面的人们的行为。
He said this assignment was difficult.
这个任务呢是蛮难做的。
The churches were already struggling.
这些教会呢已经在那里挣扎了。
The Cretans were already unruly.
而且呢，克里特岛人呢是不好约束的，是难约束的。
And Titus was to instruct the believers in godliness.
提多呢要去那里呢教他们敬虔的道理。
Now there's a second, there's a specific purpose.
第二个目的呢是比较具体的任务。
And that is to appoint elders in every town.
就是要去在那边各城里设立长老。
This is the major issue that Titus was to put what remained into order.
这个是保罗把它放在他的信的最开头的。
This is critical that Paul puts this instruction at the beginning of his letter.
保罗呢把这个呢放在他的信的开头。
There was a lack of organization in church leadership.
在这边呢，教会里面呢，缺乏一个正确的一个秩序。
Now perhaps some of the churches did not have biblically qualified elders in the place.
也许有一些教会呢，里面呢，没有合格的，按照圣经的标准合格的长老。
And as a result, some, if not all, churches were troubled by these problematic people in Titus chapter 1 verse 10.
所以呢。可能在一些教会，如果不是在所有教会的话，在一些教会里面呢，就会有这些人所引起来的一些问题。
And so it says here, for there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party.
所以在提多书的第一章的第十节是这样讲说，因为有许多人不服约束，说虚空话，欺哄人，那奉割礼的更是如此。
And so there needs to be biblical leadership to strengthen these issues.
所以呢，必须要有一些符合圣经的标准兴起来的长老来解决这些问题。
Now we need to ask these questions. This question: What is an elder?
我们就会来问这个问题了。长老是什么？
An elder is generally referred to an older man, but the term is more technical.
长老呢，指的是年纪稍大的弟兄，但是呢，这个。词呢是有具体的含义的。
An elder has been used as an official title for an office in the early church.
在新约圣经里面记载到，在早期的教会里面，长老是一个教会里面的职分。
And in the New Testament, it mentions two offices, which is are elders and deacons.
在新约圣经里面呢，提到了两个职分，第一个呢就是长老，第二个呢是执事。
Now today we're only talking about elders.
今天呢我们只谈长老。
Now the focus here is not on the age of the man.
这个地方呢关键呢不是在这个人的年龄。
An elder is focused on the spiritual maturity of the man.
关键是这个人的属灵的成熟度。
It's also about his ability to teach God's word accurately.
也关于他。这个人是否可以正确的教导神的话语。
Elders must have a solid character.
他必须有一个可信赖的一个性格。
And they're to provide spiritual leadership in the local church.
这个 长老呢，他还要在教会里面呢起一个属灵带头人的作用。
They're to be a godly example in the church and outside the church.
他们必须在教会里面和教会外面都做敬虔的榜样。
Now in 1 Timothy chapter 3, Paul uses a different word, which would be overseer.
在提摩太前书三章，保罗呢用了一个不同的字。
But that isn't a different office.
他用的字是监督，但是这个字呢，并不是指另外的一个职分。
In the New Testament, the terms elders, overseers, pastors are describing the same office.
在新约圣经里面，长老、监督和牧师。都是指的同一个职分。
They're used interchangeably in the New Testament.
在新约圣经里面，他们是可以互相替代的。
The qualifications for overseers in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus chapter and the elders in Titus chapter 1 are substantially identical.
在提摩太前书三章和提多书一章里面提到的监督的，他的要有些什么要求，这两处地方表明的都是一致的。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 17, Paul calls for the elders from Ephesus.
在使徒行传的第二十章十七节，保罗把以弗所教会的长老叫来。
But later, notice in verse 28 that he addresses these same men as overseers.
在稍后呢，他用了另外一个词来指这些人，同样一些人，他用的词是监督。
Paul says here, pay careful attention to yourselves, to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.To care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood.
在使徒行传二十章二十八节，保罗这样讲：圣灵立你们做全情的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全情谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And the apostle Peter does exactly the same thing in 1 Peter chapter 5.
使徒彼得在彼得前书的第五章一到二节也做了同样的事情。
Paul exhorts the elders to shepherd the flock while exercising oversight.
彼得呢也规劝长老要牧养神的教会。
See, the verb translated exercising oversight comes from the same word as the noun overseer.
他说的牧养也就是监督的意思。
It shows that the elders and the overseers refer to the same office.
所以呢，这些呢就让我们看到，长老监督，是同样的职分。
And this goes the same for the pastors as well.
牧师也是一样。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it says that the overseers or the elders are to care for the church of God.
在二十章的二十八节，他说到长老和监督呢要去牧养神的教会。
Now that word care in the Greek means to shepherd or to pastor the church of God.
在这里所用的词，那个看管神的教会的，也是牧养的意思。
And even in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says that the elders are to shepherd or to pastor the flock of God.
在彼得前书五章一到二节呢，他说的长老要去牧养神的教会。
The elders and overseers are called to pastor the church and to shepherd the soul of the members.
所以长老、牧师都来，长老。和监督都被呼召来牧养神的教会。
And so having learned what an elder is, how are elders chosen to lead the church?
那我们知道了长老是怎么回事，那我们想问长老是怎么选出来的呢？
Paul instructs Titus to appoint elders.
保罗叫提多在当地教会呢设立长老。
The word appoint means to put someone in charge of a duty.
设立的意思呢，是就是把某个人呢放在一个职位上面。
Now appointing doesn't mean a democratic vote.
指派呢，并不是说设立呢，并不是说通过民主选举。
Pastors and elders are not like, are not elected like politicians.
牧师、长老这些不是像政客一样是选举出来的。
Some wrongly assume that our church governance is patterned after the democratic system.
有一些人呢，错误地认为我们教会的治理呢，应该跟从这个民主的体系。
Now, while democracy has its place in Canadian politics,
虽然呢，在加拿大的政治方面呢，我们是采用民主的体系。
It is not the biblical model for church governance.
但是呢，这个民主的体系呢，并不是一个符合圣经的治理教会的。一个模式。
We must not impose cultural ideas of government onto Christ's church.
我们绝不能把世俗的观念拿来运用到教会的治理上面。
Titus doesn't say, or Paul doesn't say to Titus to just appoint an elder, but he says elders, plural.
保罗呢叫提多呢，并不是只设立一位长老，而是设立多位长老。
It is important for the local church to have a plurality of elders.
所以对地方教会来说很重要的是他们有一群的长老。
And Titus doesn't just appoint any random men.
提多呢也不是去随便设立一位设立。
And he is to appoint biblically qualified men.
他要设立的人是那些根据圣经的原则合格的人。
And next month we'll look specifically at the qualifications of elders in verses 6-8.
接下来呢他就讲了设立长老的具体的要求。
Furthermore, the Holy Spirit is the one who ultimately appoints elders for the work of ministry.
最后呢，然后呢，他然而呢，圣灵呢是最终来确定指派长老的。
It says here in Acts 20, verse 28, that the Holy Spirit made the elders overseers.
在第使徒行传的二十章二十八节呢，告诉我们说，圣灵呢立长老为监督。
You see, nobody acts independently.
所以呢，没有一个人是独立一个人在那里做事情。
Instead, we seek the mind and the wisdom of the Spirit in appointing leaders.
我们是寻求圣灵的，在设立长老方面，我们是寻求圣灵的旨意和他的智慧。
Now at OBC, what would that process of appointing elders look like?
那在我们教会，要设立长老这个程序应该是怎么样子的呢？
Well, we identify potential leaders.
我们首先呢要认出来我们当中那些候选人。
Members can bring recommendations.
会员们也可以来推荐。
The leadership then carefully discerns the candidates based on the qualifications.
那教会的领袖呢，他们就来仔细的来鉴别这些人。
And we bring forward the names for recommendation to the members at the members' meeting.
然后呢，就把推荐呢提交到会员大会上面来。
And the members are to recognize and to affirm that recommendation based on the biblical qualification from Scripture.
那会员们呢也要根据圣经里面对于长老的要求来确定这些人是不是真的符合。
And the members are to affirm, maybe in the form of a vote or raising your hands.
所以呢，会员呢就要来确定。也可能是通过一个投票这样的方式。
Now we should consider this important question.
那我们要来问一个很重要的问题。
Can women serve in the office of an elder?
姐妹可不可以在长老的职位上侍奉？
See, the answer to that question clarifies where OBC stands on this topic.
对这个问题的回答呢，就写明了我们教会的立场。
And the answer to that question is no.
回答呢是不能。
Because here, the office of elders, overseers, and pastors is limited to biblically qualified men.
长老、监督和牧师的职分呢是仅仅限于合乎圣经要求的弟兄。
And this has nothing to do with the ability or the gifting or the value of the woman.
这和姊妹们的能力、恩赐和价值呢没有关系。
This has to do with God's design and God's order for the governance of the local church.
这是关乎神对教会治理的设计和秩序。
The Bible is very clear on this topic when you read the qualifications of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus chapter 1.
如果你去阅读提摩太前书的三章和提多书的一章的话，你可以很清楚的知道圣经在这个话题上面的立场。
It's even stated very clearly in our bylaws.
它甚至在我们的章程里面也是这么写的。
We want to faithfully submit to Scripture even when it goes against our culture.
即使这个做法好像与我们的文化相背离，但是我们还是要坚守顺从圣经。
However, women play many important roles in the life of the church.
其实姊妹们呢在教会生活里面呢，她们扮演很多的角色。
And we encourage women to serve in many areas of ministry at this church.
我们也鼓励姊妹们呢来参加各样的侍奉。
Practically, here's what it could look like, although not exhaustive.
我可以举几个例子，虽然这些不是完完全全的，还有更多的。
A woman can teach children.
姐妹们可以教导孩子。
They can serve in hospitality.
可以接待。
They can serve in the praise team.
可以在敬拜团队里面。
They can evangelize to the lost.
可以对未信的人来传福音。
They can use their gifts in countless ways for God's glory and build up the church.
他们可以用各种各样的方式来服侍，以至于来荣耀神，建立教会。
Even later in Titus chapter 2 verses 3 to 5 that the older women are to teach younger women.
就在提多书的后面的第二章三到五节呢，还提到年老的妇女呢，年老的姐妹呢，可以来教导年轻的姐妹。
Now a lot could be said about the importance of elders, overseers, or pastors in the local church.
长老、监督和牧师他们的重要性呢，是很多的，很重要的。
But I want to also emphasize and stress how we try to apply this here at this church.
我想呢来强调就是怎么样来运用在我们的教会里面。
Pastor Jack and Samson, Pastor Samson and I, we're not just pastors in a given language ministry.
沉船到罗牧师和我自己呢，并不是说单独的是只面对某一种语言的牧师。
Although we do serve within those specific language contexts, but we are pastors of OBC, Oak Ridge Baptist Church as a whole.
虽然我们在不同的语言的会众当中来服侍，但是呢，我们都是OBC, 都是信望爱堂的牧师。
Our responsibility should not be limited to just one group.
我们的责任呢，并不是仅限于一个语言的会众。
But we try our best to practice to we try our best in practice to extend our responsibility to the entire congregation.
我们呢，都在尽力的把我们的职责呢，扩展到其他语言的会众当中去。
Just for example, for me, I try my best to.Care and get to know some of you brothers and sisters in the Cantonese and Mandarin service ministries.
举个例子，像我自己呢，我就尽我所能的去认识、去关怀广东话堂和国语堂的弟兄姊妹们。
And even in the same way, Elder Sam and Elder Gary, they serve as elders here at OBC.
Gary 和 Sam 这两位长老呢，他们也是用同样的方法在侍奉。
And together we function as the plurality of elders, overseers, pastors for this local church.
所以呢，我们合在一起呢，我们都在作为长老、牧师和监督侍奉这个教会。
And so this is important for Titus as he has to appoint elders in every town.
所以呢，对提多来说呢，很重要的就是他要在各城里面设立长老。
This was Paul's apostolic assignment for him.
他这个呢，就是保罗特别的对提多的一个任务，安排的一个任务。
And so this is important for us to follow.
这对我们来说也很重要，就是我们要去，也要跟随。
That's because these assignments they're not optional.
因为这些任务呢，并不是说可做可不做的。
And this leads us to the third point. We'll consider the apostolic commandment.
所以呢，这就让我就带我们到了第三个，就是使徒的吩咐。
See, after stating the purposes, Paul says, "As I directed you."
讲完了这个目的以后呢，保罗就讲说，按照我所吩咐你的。
Paul sets up a standard that Titus must follow precisely.
保罗呢制定了很明确的指令，就是要提多去完完全全的遵从的。
Titus is to do exactly the way Paul told him to do it.
提多呢，他一定要做这些事情的时候呢，一定是按保罗的指示来做的。
Now, what's so special about Paul?
那为什么保罗这么特别呢？
Paul wasn't just a random guy telling Titus what to do.
保罗并不是一个随便的什么人叫提多做这做那的。
Paul already established his credentials as a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ back in verse 1.
在提多书的一章一节里面呢，保罗已经说明了他自己作为神的仆人和基督耶稣的使徒的这样一个身份。
These instructions come with apostolic authority given by God through the Apostle Paul.
所以他的这些指令呢，是带着神赐给他的使徒的权柄的。
And these instructions are non-negotiables in the Church of Jesus Christ.
这些指令呢，是不是说可以讨价还价或者可以更改的
？They're not an option for Titus.
这提多呢没有选择。
Paul is saying to Titus and to us.
保罗呢对提多说，也是对我们说
，Don't deviate from what I told you.
不要违背了我所告诉你的。
Don't invent your own plan.
不要做你自设立你自己的计划。
Don't let anybody talk you into doing church differently.
不要让别人劝说你，以至于你听信了他们的劝说，来用其他的方式来治理教会。
Don't lower the standards because it's hard.
不要因为事情很难做，就把标准降低了。
Don't use worldly or pragmatic approach to do church.
不要使用世俗的和实用主义的方法来治理教会。
Therefore, Titus is to obey the instructions given by the Apostle Paul.
所以呢？提多呢，他是一定要去遵从保罗给的指令的。
Now we don't have the Apostle Paul with us to give us those personal instructions.
我们没有保罗给我们这样的指令。
But Paul wrote the inspired word of God for us to follow.
但是呢，保罗写了这个神所默示的这些信件给我们来遵从。
God speaks to us through the letter of Titus.
神通过保罗给提多的信来对我们说话。
The church operates not based on worldly or man-made wisdom.
我们治理教会不是基于, 世俗的, 或者是人的智慧。
The church operates based on the authoritative and inerrant word of God.
治理教会呢, 我们是按着神的有可信的和无误的, 神的话语。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is an exhortation for us to go back to the word of God.
所以, 弟兄姊妹们, 这是一个规劝, 规劝我们回到圣经。
The Bible is sufficient to teach us about the church, church leadership, how Christians are to live, and etc.
圣经是非常丰富的, 它教我们关于教会, 关于教会的, 领袖和关于基督徒的生, 应该怎么样生活。
Brothers and sisters, OBC has a lot of unfinished business.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们教会还有很多未完成的事情。
And we consider three strategies from the Apostle Paul in bringing the church into order and godliness.
我们思想, 使徒保罗, 把教会带进一个秩序和圣洁的这三个策略。
There's the apostolic deployment.
第一个呢, 就是使徒所做的部署。
There's the apostolic assignment.
第二个呢, 是使徒布置的任务。
There's the apostolic commandment.
还有使徒的吩咐。
And if we are to be a faithful church, then let us commit ourselves to the movement, these strategies of building up the church.
如果我们想成为一个中心的教会, 就让我们委身我们自己, 在这些, 策略上面来建立教会。
Let us pray that the Holy Spirit would raise up more Tituses, elders and deacons and ministry leaders in our church family.
让我们祷告, 圣灵要在我们当中, 在我们的教会当中, 要兴起更多的提多, 兴起更多的长老, 执事, 和神事工的工人。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，谢谢你的话语。
Please instruct us in your ways.
用你的话语来教导我们。
You have directed us with these responsibilities.
你把这些责任来教导我们。
May we submit and obey your word.
让我们顺服你的话语。
Thank you for this church family.
谢谢你给我们这个教会家庭。
We ask for your blessing upon our church.
我们求你, 赐福给我们教会。
May we be found faithful.
让我们, 让你, 认出我们是, 忠心的工人。
I pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.